Welcome to the Unique Beats Festival of Electronica version 2 podcast special with myself, Andy Farina.
And of course, myself, the Chief of Belize.
Hey. So, the second festival, second Unique Beats Festival is happening on the 24th of April in Edinburgh, the Roxy Art House. Tickets are on sale now from uniquebeats.co.uk for £7 in advance, plus a little booking fee. I think it's only about 80 pence or something, a bargain. They're £10 on the door. We'll talk a little bit more about the millions, thousands, billions, trillions. I went backwards then, millions and thousands.
But you meant billions. Poor maths. Trillions and billions.
But I'm not here for the maths.
Well, you know,
we're here for the beats.
We're here for the beats, baby. Nice. Speaking of which, you just heard Engine 7 temper tantrum hitting you like a Game Boy on some sort of angry.
Well, it'd be like a rampage. Child throwing it a big head. Well, the old school Game Boy at you. You know, to go with the temper tantrum, you know, the title of the track.
Yeah.
Loop. repeatedly hitting you with a big fat old Game Boy.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting and scary concept.
Kinda. But I don't know. It depends what game was loaded up, because then you kinda might like it at the same time.
That's
true. If it was like, you know, Dragon Ball or something like that. Dragon Force.
Castlevania. That was always a classic.
Never played it.
Awesome. You missed out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Engine 7, he's performing on the Unique Beats stage at about 7 o'clock, I believe. We're going down to the 10-track stage, which will be running from midday until 1 a.m.
Now, that's a good stage. That one, you want to check out. You kind of want to...
What is that?
You know, just the best guys are down there, Alphonse.
Is it because you're down there?
It might be.
There we go. Chief of Belize will, of course, be performing on the 10-track stage at Unique Beats Festival. The next guy will be on that stage, and... he's coming up from somewhere, London, I believe, coming up to show us how to
Novan is done.
How to glitch up.
Oh, how to glitch.
Basically.
So how to glitch up and pants down.
The name of the act is Cracked World Foundation, and the track is called Itch.
And to summarise, I think we can call Itch, Bitch and Glitch. Yeah.
So, Crack World Foundation featuring on the 10-track stage on the 24th of April.
Mm.
Excited?
I am a bit scared, actually. I had a collection of instrumentalists, vocalists, you know, all-round heavyweight champs to bring to my set and knock you flat. But, well, you know, they're off doing their own thing all of a sudden, pulled out.
You're going to have to rely on your own skills.
I'm going to have to be like one of these kind of Victorian one-man bands, but like with a whole bunch of like gear around me to do it myself, singing and
that can be quite a sight. We'll strap a micro cog onto your back.
Yeah, and I can have the sort of like the tambourines attached to my feet and all that kind of thing.
A V-drum on your face.
Oh, do I get like a kazoo in my mouth?
That's not, like, it's not that electronic, though, is it? Well, we can give you one of those Eigen harps. Have you seen those? Those, Brent, those weird...
Would it fit my mouth?
Well... I'm sure you'd try.
Yeah.
No, it's got a little blowpipe thing on it.
If I can't fit it in my mouth, I'll fit it somewhere else. Yeah. Yes, that's right, under the stage. What are you talking about, Andy?
Let's go back to the Unique Beats stage. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you more about the three stages later. We'll read out the list of acts, which there are plenty of, over 30. We'll also read out the list of companies and some of the prizes they've got on offer, and some of the tasty treats they'll be offering your ears and eyes.
But you tally it up, but actually combines what stands to be one. Should you win it all, you've got a production studio. It's just
basically.
You know, well, there's no computers, you know.
Should you have
a computer and some sort of nicely sound dampened room.
Yeah. I mean, it's a disgusting amount of just free gear we're giving to people.
If
you come along and see the companies and go to the workshops, you're in with a chance of winning some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll tell you about that in a bit. Let's go back to the Unique Beast stage and one of Edinburgh's own, Mr. Alex Tronic, and a track from his brand new EP, and the track is called Back in the Room.
man, that track will mess you up like a holy man with club foot.
That's a great track, though.
That's like, so cool. It gets like out your face funky.
Yeah, To Infinity was an awesome album.
Yeah,
like, I was speaking to him the other day actually, and I was saying I was loving his new stuff because it's still got his really old school kind of sounds.
Dancing,
but it's a little bit rawer and a bit edgier than his last stuff. And I'm loving it, so I can't wait to see him. He's got dancers on stage with him, which is a unique beat first. We haven't had dancers before. We've had people going wild in the crowd, obviously. You know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mainly in fact, you.
The last time I defecated.
You defecated, that's how good it is. Oh, a pretty sight. You're putting people off. I want to see a grown man.
Tell you what, just word to the wise, right? This is, you get an exclusive heads up because you're a podcast listener. Don't pick up any cups that look like they're filled with chocolate, Ben and
Jerry. Right, let's stop. Let's stop. No, okay. Right, you just sit over there. Right, okay, I'm going to... it's going to take a while for Chief to recover, and in that time, we need quite a long time to actually talk about all the acts appearing at Unique Beats Festival. Some of the best up-and-coming electronica acts from around the world, mainly the UK, but we have broadened our scope.
Who's the Japanese guy, or he's not? He's London.
Well, he's loving it, loving. He's, I'm sure he is loving London. Yeah, but he's living in London, but I think he shares his time between Japan and London. His name is Ankersong, and he is headlining our Unique Beat stage. I say headlining, I don't actually mean going on last, because we want to play it around, we want to get a bit dancier at the end. Mm-hmm. Ankersong's the biggest name, but he'll be going on about 9 or 10, something like that. Mm-hmm. It uses an Akai MPC Yamaha keyboard and just creates the tracks on spot. And
seriously?
It's just, yeah, he's incredible.
Nice one,
man. Anyway, so let me read through the list. As I just said, Ankersong is on the Unique Beat stage, along with Engine 7, Bit Basic, Lectroid, Alextronic, Melvitronica, and No Input, doing a live multimedia set. On 10-track stage, there is Frog Pocket, Lamplighter, IG-88, Asthmatic Astronaut, Chief of Police, Ibitron, Cracked World Foundation, Deaf Professor, Ankle Fink, and Federology.
No.
There's also another one, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Panda Settlement.
Is it two or three guys? I think it's two guys.
No, it's two, but he's actually doing solo set.
Yeah? This year. And they've got like the biggest collection of Korg goodies.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Now, who's... we were on Leith FM last night.
We were famous. We were world famous.
We were playing who...
There is another stage, by the way. I'll let you finish.
Who's the one that's 60? Who's the 60-year-old guy?
Okay, so... That was the 10-track stage. On downstairs we have the Vinyl Club from Leith FM have joined forces with Edinburgh Institute's Laptop Lounge, who put on an amazing monthly free night. And their stage is going to be, we've got Guga from Berlin, we've got Project Dataline, Anonymy, Third Mountain, Fiction, Plan 29, Spectralysis, Science, and Swede. We've also got slow-mo DJs coming over from the slow-mo clubs in Glasgow, Club Night.
Cool.
Pulse DJs from Pulse Night in the GRV.
Yep.
Yeah, and they are Daryl Harding, Andy Hay, John Gerard. We've got Demond, and we've got James Carroll. That's the name of the track. That's the name of the track.
Oh, right.
There is a 60-year-old playing.
Yeah.
I think it is Third Mountain.
Third Mountain?
Yeah. I think it's going to be skanking.
I think geologically that's an apt name.
Yeah.
You know?
He's past two peaks.
Yeah.
No, that's
right. Look at the peak.
But he's on his third peak. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, many peaks.
Respect to the youth out
there. I'm on my seventh peak.
He'll be a Jedi. I mean, you look at, like, Kraftwerk. You know? They're pushing, like...
They're like 90 or
something.
Yeah, I think one of them's dead, but they still wheel him out.
They like give him.
Because they don't move around much, do they, on stage? No. Like, they just
they pull him out of cryogenic hibernation and waft some salts under his nose and he gets up and hits
There's just someone up in the rafters with like strings attached to his arms. Let's. We're actually going to give you a little sample now of No Input did our visuals.
They are a resident, aren't they, really?
Yeah, but they're not doing our visuals this year. They wanted to focus on doing a live set. And they did something back in August at our free event. They did a great live set. Everyone loved it. And it's kind of, you know, Chris Cunningham kind of hard stuff with amazing visuals. And they've been tinkering around with their tracks. And we've got a snippet for you. Just 1 minute and a half. Snippet, and it's called Bees. Now, imagine some ridiculous visuals, including, I suppose, some bees.
Yeah.
And you'll be about 2% on the right path. Mm-hmm. See how amazing it's going to be. All so right. This is No Input and the snippet of the track of Bees. Snippet from the track Bees. Looking forward to this set. I think it's going to be pretty amazing.
Kind of weird bees. I think bees that have a sort of bassy tendency to...
They're the scariest of all bees.
I think so.
Bassy bees.
I think they're the scariest bees since Wu-Tang were doing Killer Bees movement kind of thing. You know? African Killer Bees back watch. From your radio, well, blowing at your watch. From Hard Hill, the house in Haunted Hill. Like,
I'm not sure we can. I'm not sure. We don't have a license to play.
Well, I'm not actually in, you know, the Woo.
No. I don't know. You're ripping them off.
I'm an official sponsor.
You might get sued by the Woo. Do you want to be sued by the Woo?
Yeah, I'll sue you, Woo.
That's why.
I see through you.
I'm phoning up the Woo.
I'm
organising a fight. Okay, let's move on. We mentioned them earlier, Anchor Song. Creating songs with MTC and a keyboard, and this is a track he sent in to us recently, unreleased, so this is a first, and the track is called In Cash. We'll be right back.
Bass lines and rhythms all tied up with string. These are a few of my favourite things.
Beautiful.
When the bass drops, when the rest drops.
Oh,
that was so
you're
awesome.
You're doing well.
No, I'll tell you what, if I can't even mention Wu-Tang and do a couple of lyrics from, you know, Gravel Pit, surely Anchor Song can't use Sound of Music.
Anchor Song can do whatever the hell he wants.
Well,
because he's awesome.
Yeah, well, there is that.
I'm not saying you're not awesome.
Yeah, well, thank
but
you.
You're not
as awesome as Anchor Song.
Well, no, you're just not awesome.
We'll see.
Oh, we've got quite aggressive this show, haven't we?
Listen.
You know, it's been tiring. Do you know what we've been doing today? We've been flyering.
Yeah. Postering and flyering.
I'm tired.
I had to go up 5 flights.
I chafed a lot today.
He did chafe a lot. He showed me the chafing.
He had to powder me down.
I had to sort of do his nappy line. Yeah, he sent me up 5 flights of stairs to go to the top of this hostel place, and then I got up there and there was this sort of lady with an attitude. Anyway, right, so what are we talking about now?
We're going to talk about the companies.
The companies. Now this is ridiculous.
I'm going to have to get my list out because there's so many.
Your official papers.
Yeah, there's 17 of them. 17.
I don't even know. Existed.
No, I know.
In the world.
I know. I think some of the companies formed new companies for our event.
Kind of like and the sales reps. And representatives and whatever, you know, the people turned up for the companies, formed second heads?
No, they cloned themselves.
Oh!
Some of them were a bit wrong. I'd like to clone
one of them.
I hope they're not listening to this. They'll have a go at us. I might just not turn
we'll
up.
We'll clone one of them with a B and no inputs track can be played in the background.
That's going to screw them up. So, do you want to hear who's coming?
Go for it.
Okay. Ableton.
Oof.
Akai. Ableton, Akai, Alesis, Boss, Cakewalk, DigiDesign, Korg, M-Audio, Moog, Nord, Novation, Newmark, Presonus, Propellerhead, Roland, Universal Audio, and Yamaha.
I really want to see Nord, actually, because I'm starting to think of upgrading, going from the Korg to some really big hit, and, you know, I'm going to start saving my...
You are.
No, sorry, I'm
They are relatively expensive, but they are relatively amazing.
Kick-ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone at reddogmusic.co.uk who we're mentioning now. Excellent.
Who was that? Reddogmusic.co.uk?
Let's have a rewind. Reddogmusic.co.uk, you heard about them?
Most awesome place in the world.
Apart from our festival. Yeah. Fantastic music retailers, apparently. Yeah,
I've heard.
And they're apparently behind this event. Quite a bit,
oh, massively. You know, without them, it couldn't happen. So thanks.
Anyway, certain person amongst them I saw playing a Nord.
Yes.
I believe you were playing alongside them.
I was playing a bass.
And the Nord made me do a sort of Whitesnake.
Yeah. You shook your hips, didn't you, on stage? Then you fell off a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I jumped up on the stage and I didn't at the same time.
I didn't notice, actually. But yeah,
well, I landed at your feet and sort of scrambled up.
I just thought that you just, you know, wow, in awe of me.
I was. If I land at your feet, regular, don't I?
Well, yeah, so. That's a bit dodgy.
You're
just trying to get me to do something that I don't want to do.
You're just in denial.
Do you want to hear about the prizes?
Yeah.
let's get a flyer out.
I'm going to have to mop my brow at this.
How about Ableton Live 8?
Oh!
You want a full copy of that?
No.
Well, you'll have to come to a workshop, you might be in with a chance.
Except being a Unique Beats
representative,
I'm not allowed to touch that, so it increases the listener's chances here.
How about a Moog Theremin?
Oh!
You want to make weird noises with your hands?
I do, sort of nightly. It sounds like a monkey choking.
Yeah. How about loads of other stuff we're going to tell you about after this next track?
Because we can't remember, is what you say.
There's too much.
Well,
no, honestly, we cannot fit any more.
There's an Ovation Launchpad.
There is a Launchpad. That's true, yeah. Actually, Ableton Live, this is the ridiculous thing. How cool is a Launchpad? It's totally awesome. How cool is Ableton Live 8? Amazing.
Yeah.
The prize is actually Ableton Live 8 with an Ovation Launchpad. That's one prize.
Is it? They're not two separate things?
No, mate.
Someone needs to have words. Someone's obviously stealing from the stock rooms.
The companies are just... they're just giving stuff away.
It's a recession! Oh, no, it's not anymore, is it? It's we've had a percent growth.
Oh, cool. You know? Yeah, that's exciting. Mm. Well,
we'll be back after this next track with the rest of the prizes.
Yeah. We're going to Asthmatic Astronaut. Asthmatic Astronaut. A track we played on our very first podcast, in fact.
He's a favourite with the Unique Meters.
Just released a brand new album. Had the launch night last night, Friday the... what's the date? Something. I'll tell you. Friday the 16th of April. Go and download it. It's totally awesome. This is a track from a while ago, and it's called Don't You Know Your Roots. How about Cakewalk Sona 8 producer recording?
That's the one I forgot, yep.
Yeah. How about Cakewalk VS100 Music Production Studio?
Right, Cakewalk's a side branch of Roland, is it?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I think this...
I don't think we should just guess things like this.
No, I think it is. I've got a copy of of the Cakewalk softwares. I'm sure it's Roland.
You're probably wrong.
Am I probably wrong?
You probably are a little bit wrong.
Let's Google it right now.
You mean to Google it right now?
As we speak, okay.
Okay.
Let's take a minute.
Well, you entertain them with your
okay
amazing witty okay banter.
I'll recite one of my poems. Kittens should be pink, I think. If not, then blue would do. I have an orange kitten now, but soon he'll be pink too. I love the way they jump and squeak and tell me that they love me. I love kittens, you know, because kittens are so snuggly. One day I'll be a kitten pink, a sight for all to see. Only problem is that kittens smell of coloured kitten wee. And now my poem finishes, I leave you all to ponder whether you like regular kittens or if pink ones you'd be fonder. Now, I think that's perfect timing.
I couldn't find anything.
Oh, could you not?
It's pretty much. I can phone Alex from Red Dog.
Yeah.
Reddogmusic.co.uk.
Reddogmusic.co.uk.
It's quite late. He's got a baby.
I think
we'll just have to concede that you're wrong. Yeah.
Let's just pretend for the listeners that there's not a screen in front of us right now with the cakewalk and the mother branding right next to it.
I just saw that cakewalk by Roland. Roland.
That's right. Yeah. Why do you think they call me the chief of Belize? Yeah. I'm not actually the chief of a small Caribbean South American stroke
Thank
sort of country
God.
Thing. I'm actually a font of knowledge, and Belize is Latin for knowledge, and chief of knowledge basically in Latin is, you know.
You made that up as well. I know I concede the Roland thing was wrong, but
yeah, well, maybe. So
you're wrong quite a lot, though, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
So the festival. What's that, what else is happening? What else is happening?
Okay, let's talk about the companies.
Yeah.
So we said about how many companies coming. 17.
Sorry, hold on, 2 ticks.
It's been a long day. We deserve
it. It's been a long day. I'm having
Don't say the name.
No, no. I'm having a cold silver can with a big red letter on it. Oh, and it's refreshing. I'm on like my fourth or something like that of the evening. Hence the slightly less professional approach to this.
No, but I think people respect that. If they want,
they're human too. They have needs. I have needs.
No,
but you don't satisfy
them.
Go and
listen to the radio. If you want true beats and amazing, witty, and often unwitty banter, then you come to Unique Beats. That's
I will provide you with the anecdotes and the sound effects of ring pulls and pulling rings.
Stop saying the word ring.
Right, okay, right. Baron Andy, I'm just gonna
So the companies last year had stalls in the main hall. They will again this year. We'll also have workshops on, as we did last year. But this year, we're dedicating the whole hall to the companies from 12 o'clock midday until 6 p.m.
Including the main stage.
Yes, which is a big thing, because we were just going to have some extra talks and some demos on the stages. And then the company started turning around and saying, can we perform?
They started getting fly, didn't they?
Yeah.
They just went and got fly.
They want to show off. And who are we to say no?
It's a bit intimidating as a performer performing at the same time as these demos. Because
I mean, when
you've
got like
a
Craig Blundell on the V drums doing drum and bass set,
He's a superhuman sort of freak octopus, man.
But at the same time, you know, you are a performer, but, you know, being part of Unique Beats, you got to appreciate that we've just got to give the audience just more.
Yeah.
No, we could just have talks. I mean, but if they want to do a performance, then
if you went on YouTube actually and checked that guy out, how many hits has he got? What, millions, hundreds of thousands?
No idea.
Who
but
knows?
He's awesome. Go and watch him.
Don't
bother with YouTube. Just come to Unique Beats Festival.
Yeah, that's a better one actually.
Yeah.
I think it's £7 if you pre-order it. And
£10
it's
£7 advance.
24th of April.
Yeah,
Roxy Art House
next
Edinburgh.
Week.
Next the Bridges.
Probably the most awesome thing that will ever happen in your life.
Yeah, next to the birth of your first child. The second one's not so good. I'll, you know, I'll let you down. It might, you know, talk back and disappoint you.
Well, last year, the acts. I'm just going to move you on. Basically, before you let go. Last year, the acts were basically sent around Scotland, which is no bad thing at all because we've got an amazing musical. You know.
Clientele?
I don't know. Musical music. We've got a hell of a lot of bands and music
stuff
going on.
Yeah.
That went smoothly. Yeah. But we've widened our scope. We've got people coming up from London, including this chap, who I found on idmforums.com.
Oh, this is Mr. like messy.
This
beats.
Is awesome. And he's coming up and he's going to do a live set on the Unique Beat stage with a mono.
Do we know what time roughly he's on?
I don't know. Between 6 and 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sweet.
On the main stage. Remember, there is acts from midday until 1 o'clock downstairs.
Let's go grab one.
So just come, you know, the thing is, you know, you don't want to just come for one act.
No.
Because you're going to miss so much stuff. As soon as you come in, you won't leave for the rest of the day.
Heralds of angels, or a herald of, is an angel a herald? No. Lots of good winged musical things will descend upon you.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
You'll feel light and hallowed inside.
So we discovered this guy on IDM forums, and he's coming from London. His name is Bit Basic.
Yeah, and don't let that name fool you. It's not the least bit basic. It's incredibly just messy, nasty, excellent wickedness.
Yeah.
And Andy linked me this online. I think it was the night that you found him.
And his albums are free. Type in Bit Basic on Google and go to his blog. And his previous albums, I know he's got a new release out. I'm not sure whether that's signed up to a label.
Is that the blog you can see the video of him?
That's a mono he's using. But on his blog you can download, and his albums are just incredible. Some of the best stuff I've ever... You know, he's giving them away for free. He's a madman.
Yeah, it's happily paid for this.
In fact, all the artists, you know, most of them are unsigned. They all deserve... You know, Unique Beats is one of the places where you will see some of the best up-and-coming acts.
Yeah.
I think. You'll agree with us if you come and see them. That, you know, they're on the verge and they're doing things differently, and they're shaking the scene up a lot, and... they're all pretty unique. No.
Yeah. I mean, Unique Beats, serious note... Get away from the drab rubbish that you might be forced to listen to in your workplace, on the radio, through local stations, etc. Come down and listen to just diversity.
Eclectic,
on a new level. Yeah.
Eclectic, electric.
And this guy really tickles my fancy because it's like speed jungle with like... am I thinking the wrong... No.
You think the wrong one. Well, that's Frog Bucket.
No. This guy, listen... I'll tell you what, if this is the song that that he's playing in the video, this is like a speed jungle nightmare.
I don't know what you're on about.
Slaps
speed jungle
over the head with a trout.
No, you're wrong.
Rhythmically.
You're wrong.
Let's listen.
All right.
And we can call it one all on the Roland thing, if you're right. We can call it two and all.
This is not jungle.
Okay. Well, remember I was...
This song is a bit
drum
basic.
Drum step, remember?
And
that?
The track is called Fractal Pants. Thank you. You still think it's Speed Jungle?
Shut up.
What song are you thinking of?
The last time I heard that was last night, actually. Okay, the time before that, that I heard it was...
You're on when, Speed or something?
Yeah, Speed Jungle.
Oh.
Okay, one all, okay? I was right about Cakewalk, he was right about it not being Speed... Yeah. I think that could have done with some...
I think it's one of my favourite electronic tracks in the world.
Really nice riff, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I love that drop at the beginning, or rise.
What would you call it? A drop or a rise? The glitchy.
It's just absolutely awesome.
Amazing track. I cannot wait to see him play live. He's playing with a monome. And I believe he's bringing his own VJ up, who's also controlling his visuals with a monome as well. So, yeah, and through IDM Forms, we also got in touch with IG88. Well, in fact, he got in touch with us. I've always loved his stuff. We played this track previously, but we'll play it again because it is absolutely fantastic. He's from Seattle. He's on his travels. And luckily, it all aligned, and he was able to come and perform at Unique Beats. He will be on the 10-track stage.
We've got some real international players. Yeah, we've, here, Andy, what's
we've got Japan.
What are you doing today?
We've got London, we've got Seattle. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've got to get some Istanbulians in here. That's what we need.
We need some Uzbekistanians.
Oh, some
Tajikistanians. They know how to do it. So this is IG88 and Poisson.
Oh, Poisson de Ville!
Do you want to say it in your sexy French voice? It's not that sexy. I'm aroused now. That's wrong.
Un petit cochon noir. Oui, c'est très petit. C'est très noir. Et c'est très gourmand.
What's that?
Avec un biscuit poisson.
Fish biscuit or something.
Right. Yeah. Poisson d'Avril. By IG88. We'll be right back. I'm going to have to start winding down. Scotty, Chief of Police, sorry.
I'm just getting all excited and stuff.
I know, I just... There's so much to talk about, but we just don't have time.
Yeah.
There's 1 week to go.
I'm going to have to put on some sort of monkey hat.
The monkey hat has gone on. There's actual monkey hat. We'll take a picture and put it on.
Yeah. In fact, you know how you put images of each podcast with the... Podmatic.
You can have the monkey hat.
Yeah,
that's fine. I play that on stage.
Oh.
I don't play the monkey hat. I play with the monkey hat on.
I was listening to some Roscoe earlier on in the drive through here, and I just thought, man, I wish I could make some deliciously wubby dubstep. And I just drifted off into this little fantasy in my head. I would love to get a big Churchill dog head, and I think I'd get the music playing, and then I'd get down on all fours on the stage, and I'd put this thing on my head, and I'd just, like, waggle my head to some heavy dubstep.
To the wub.
Yeah.
In time with the wub.
Yeah.
You'd have to speed it up with the LFO.
Why?
Because, you know, that's the...
Oh, no, I'm just talking, like, big, sloppy, jobby
right,
wub.
Right, okay. Talking about big, how about some massive... Massive beats from none other than Mr. Frog Pocket.
Oh.
Headlining the 10-track stage.
This guy will sneak up on you.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you're a mess.
Yeah.
Right?
A mess. Yeah. He will destroy you.
He'll get in your pocket, he'll slip in his frog.
Yeah.
And when you've been frogged, you know it.
You know it. But it's a good feeling.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
It feels wrong at
first.
You feel fairly dirty
at first, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, in all seriousness, it's like some sort of musical massacre.
Yeah, in the best possible way.
The best possible way, yeah.
The guy's a genius.
You feel, he's it's like you've been tangoed, you've
you know
been
what,
massacred.
He's getting a lot of press at the moment. He's playing a lot of gigs. He's always...
He had a fiddle the last time, didn't he?
He's always playing the fiddle. Yeah. Always playing the fiddle. So fiddle and breakbeats. Breakcore.
Yeah, like...
It's awesome.
They should recreate a genre for him. They should call it fiddle, breakcore, skank, speeds, nasty.
Yeah, so
step.
This is the end of the show. Please do come to reddogmusic.co.uk.
Reddogmusic.co.uk
presents Unique Beats Festival of Electronica, version 2, Saturday 24th of April from midday until 1 a.m. at the Roxy Art House.
£7 to pre-book plus 80p booking charge.
From uniquebeats.co.uk or in-store at Red Dog Music at number 1 Grass Market. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Over 30 acts, 17 companies, live VJs, live laptop open mic sessions.
Oh yeah, that's another thing as well.
Bring your stuff.
Yeah, we'll come down and have a jam.
Yeah,
people will be listening.
I'm getting excited to talk.
I'm salivating out of the monkey hat.
Yeah,
and I don't even have the monkey hat on.
I just think about it.
In fact, the monkey's salivating, and he's
He's only got half a face as well.
That's
why he's salivating. He's got no bottom jaw.
Sort of blood salivation cocktail. And remember, most importantly, people, on the Podmatic, on the Unibeats website, look out for the picture of me and the monkey hat.
Okay.
That's all I've got to say, people.
We will see you at Unique Beats, Saturday 24th of April.
Be there, or don't be there. Because if you're square... That's quite cool, actually. How did you manage that? Let me know. Email in.
You probably won't be there because you're doing some sort of surgery.
Be my pen pal. Tell me about your geometry. I want to know. How did you become square?
They've got a pretty good excuse not to be there, haven't they? They'd have to be...
How
would they get there if they were square?
Good point. The Egyptians did it, and they were using cubes.
This is getting surreal.
Yeah.
Let's end on something equally surreal.
Yeah. Don't let your mother hear this. Right.
Frog Pocket. And the track is called Heavy Gruts.
Heavy Gruts.
See you at the festival.
See you at the festival.
Thank you.